Blog Talk Radio.
Good God of grace, Lord will, I have His mercy. I'm Mr. Old Slave Guy.
Blog Talk Radio.
There'll come a time.
There'll come a time.
When the world won't be singing.
When the world won't be singing.
Flowers won't grow.
Flowers won't grow. No.
Bells won't be ringing.
No bells won't be ringing.
Who really cares?
Who really cares?
Who's willing to try?
Who is willing to try?
Save a world.
To save a world.
That's destined to die.
That is destined to die.
When I look at the world.
When I look at the world.
It fills me with sorrow.
It fills me with sorrow.
Little children today.
Children today.
Really gonna suffer tomorrow.
Really suffer tomorrow.
Oh, what a shame.
What a shame.
Such a bad way to
live. Such a bad way to live.
Who is to blame?
Who is to blame?
We can't stop
when
living.
We can't stop living. Oh,
live.
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 Live for life.
Life.
But let live, everybody.
Live life for the children.
Live life for the children. Oh, for the children.
You see, let's save the children. Let's save all the children.
Save the babies. Save the babies. And if you want to live, you got to live. Save the babies. Oh, the little fear, you got to live. You will save the babies. All of the children. But who really cares?
Who's willing to try?
Yeah, to save our world. Yeah, save our sweet world. Save a world that is destined to die.
Talk radio. something has been eating at me for a minute. Tonight's show is about black radio stations and rappers, musicians, pretty much. I feel they just agents and working for law enforcement. And we know it's some people out here that got some musicians that are out here that have something to say that's positive, that's conscious, to go ahead and wake us up, to let us know, be alert, be aware of what's going on out here. Also, to help give us some instructions and guidelines and let us know what's happening. Give us a little bit of history. Let us know what's out there. So real quick, a friend told me last night that if you see one more strip of video, he's going to lose his mind. And then we seem to have been bombarded with that kind of nonsense. I think the thing that bugs me more than anything, the war on drugs has been going on for 40 years as of March 2012. This madness has got to stop. Wasting lives, money, valuable resources. But it seems the war on drugs is mainly the war against minorities, and particularly us as Africans in America. We seem to be paying the biggest price for going to jail, for violence against us, for individuals out here selling stuff, and, of course, the police, and then they get a little bit more extensive. What's locking you up means profits. It's nothing about rehabilitation. If it was really serious about rehabilitation, it would work on prevention. The best way to prevent these things from happening is to educate these young minds. To keep you undereducated, which racism plays a part in, you cannot deny that. But the whole thing is just set on going ahead and keeping some people rich in this society. I want to go ahead and expose a few people. I had actually tried to contact a few people that were working with a few local radio stations. And they declined to come on. They don't want to talk. They're afraid. So I'm going to give them a few more minutes. And let's see. My guy's called in. Glad to see him here. Just gonna go from there. Trying to look for something really. Yeah, listen to this one real quick while I'm waiting for another person to call me. So enjoy this real quick.
From the slave ship to the chain, from the taskmaster's whip to my brain, kidnapped, enslaved, raped and killed by the lynch clan again and again. Is it the origin of the skin or the face of a race? Why you don't care about me?
Now I know you don't care about me. I'm just a nigga walking down the street. The brother did nothing wrong, but now the life is gone. So I know you don't care about me. Put a silence to say. Get your actions, speak so loud and clear. The adult killer going free, paid by society. Now I know you don't care about me.
Hey, we should be burning and looting, believe me. Start exchange 41 to 90. Our ancestors were believed bunches and a sticks and whips and kicks and punches. Meanwhile, you're living like some Brady Bunches. Tell me where the justice, much less.
Thank you.
music knows your name. Code of silence this day. Yes, your actions speak so loud and clear. We are lost killers going free, way by society. And I know you don't care about me.
Yo, did you check this out?
Time changed how the same thing's been happening.
Over and over again. Over and over again.
When they say the constitution for the benefits of all,
it's all a lie again. It's all a lie again.
Tell me when will we stop feeling pain?
Healing pain, yeah.
Just the way we survive in the arms of time.
You're to blame for all that bleeding request. Yes, we know you don't care about me.
Yes, we know.
Yes, we know you don't care about me.
Yes, we know.
Allows the tone and the words to be fed to them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you gotta, when we speak about, like I said, when we first speak about music, we gotta understand what is music to black people, and then why is they using music as a weapon and a tool against us? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, so you know, basically, like I say, what I wanted to say and pertaining to the topic was, you know, I'm a young person, so of course I know and I listen to a lot of young music, because I got to follow music to know what it is and what it's doing to the people. And you know, some of these rappers, you know, like, you know, Lil Wayne, Gucci Mane, Waka Flocka, Nicki Minaj, Rihanna, Beyonce. These people were victims of white supremacy when they was young too. A lot of them grew up without fathers. Not too many of them, but Lil Wayne grew up without a father. Waka Flocka, Gucci Mane grew up without a father. They grew up in terrible community and you know, poverty community. So they were victims too. Sometimes we can't blame the person because they only being controlled. We have to look at what's going on in our community and how we connect the music to what's going on in the community. Because what hurts the brothers, the young brothers in the community, is when they listen to the music and then they come right back in the community and see the same thing they just listened to.
I get you.
And it's putting a damper on the minds of our youth. Because, you know, the 2000s was the birth of what we call trap music. If a lot of people don't know anything about it, it's trap music. It's what the youth listen to now. You know, back in the 90s, it was the gang banging thing. Back in the 80s, it was crack. It was, you know, crack was real hard. Back in the 70s, it was the super flat pimp. The 50s, you would see more revolutionary. So the 2000s birthed trap music. That's when you start to see your rappers like Gucci Mane, you start seeing your rappers like Young Jeezy, you start seeing your rappers talk about, you know, bagging up in the track, bagging up in the track, pushing coke in the track. This is when your pills start to come through the music, and now what we have is loud. You know, the trap music began to be pushed in the early 2000s by, you know, a lot of the rappers. Like I said, the rappers is only the ones being controlled by the Ashkenazi Jews who was running the whole thing, you know? But you know, if you, like I said, if you have any more questions, I go off your questions. I know you probably had everything set up. I don't want to just bang you up.
No, I was letting you do your thing. Because the whole thing disturbs me. And as you go ahead and break down some of that history, and I can go ahead and do research, and I could go ahead and deal with a whole lot of history on it. But we know it's nothing but destruction, pretty much. My thing was, is like, you don't see some of these cats out there on the front line.
Exactly.
You know, these guys go ahead and they allow their family, their neighbors, you know, former friends go ahead and get thrown in jail while they continue to go ahead and make music off of it. They don't want to be a part of going ahead and straightening up the neighborhood and taking that bullshit out the neighborhood because it's making them money.
And the reason why they don't is because, like I say, they are only victims of white supremacy. What I was talking about, I don't know if a lot of people heard of it. We need to look up the Secret Covenant. And when you read the Secret Covenant, you will kind of begin to see through, you know, kind of what is going on right now. I'm not going to read the whole thing because it's pretty long, but you can go to Google and you can type in the Secret Covenant. But I'm going to start from a part and just talk about how they're going to, you know, of course, hire our role models, but I'm going to start from this part right here. It says, from all this, it was talking about how they're going to lift poison and push poison through the community. And now it's at a point where they're talking about from all these poisons, their children will be born dead. And we will conceal this information. It says the poisons will be hidden in everything that surrounds them and what they drink, what they eat, how they breathe, and what they wear. We must be ingenious in dismissing the poisons. What they can see far when they say they're talking about us as black people. Poisons are good with fun images and musical tones. This is when they began to hire our rappers to teach the people that the poison they pushing is good. That's why you hear a lot of rappers now talk about popping pills. You hear a lot of rappers now talk about bagging up in the trap. You hear a lot of rappers now talk about the trap paradigm. And they talk about how they're shooting people. And talk about
Hold on a minute. The popping pills part, was that just ecstasy or anything else?
You know, if anything else, now they're doing, I was going to say it's the lab later, but now they're doing, the youth now is doing something called a Molly. And it's being pushed through the news. That Kanye West often we talk about Mollies, and they talk about, you know, people popping Mollies. But what Molly is, it's a pill in powder form. So now they are introducing crack. This is just like crack. Because pills, it has wet in it. It has all different types. It has rat poison in it. It has all different types of chemicals in it that make that seize the body up. This is what pills are doing to the body. So you
hold on, hold on. So Mollies, because I remember something being called Black Beauties and Mollies. It was like a speed. Is that the same thing?
I'm like, well, was it in a power form? Because now they say that a Molly is, this is what the youth say, that Molly is a pill in power form. When I talk about a pill, I mean ecstasy. So it was ecstasy.
Back when I was back in my day, it was a pill. And exactly. I knew a lot of people had those pills. I knew a lot of people were selling them and taking them. I had a few relatives exactly. that was doing
them. Exactly. But now, see, this wasn't, these drugs are like this was not common in the Black community amongst youth. When you talk about, you know, powder and stuff like that, you know, it wasn't that common amongst too many youth. And, you know, youth kind of stayed away from that. But now, like you say, now that the rappers in the industry are pushing this and pushing this to the music, it's controlling the minds of the youth to make them want to do things that they shouldn't be doing. And that's, so I'm going to finish reading a little bit of the Keep It Covenant. Like I say, we would teach them that the poisons are good with fun images and musical tones. The ways they look up to will help. We will enlist them to push our poison. They will see our product being used in film and will grow accustomed to them and will never know their true effect. When they give birth, we will inject poisons into the blood of their children and convince them it can help them. We will start out early when the minds are young. We will target the children with what the children love most, sweet things. Now, we got to understand that our youth now are the target because the youth now are the beings that are sent back to take back control. As we see over, like I was mentioning, you know, the other day, as we see over in Libya, there was a revolution going on in Libya. Revolution going on all around Africa and all around the world. But the people here, the youth here that's supposed to be operating with that same revolutionary energy, they operating with that revolutionary energy against each other. They're killing each other. Instead of going against the power structure, instead of going against what is, they're going against each other. Mainly and mostly because of the music and how they're controlling us through music, brother. So that's why it's an excellent thing that we talk about this, because we need to see what we need to be doing right now to change some of this music that our youth is listening to.
I've been trying to go ahead and put my hands on a few more tracks. I didn't really have enough. I got a few from my brother Drew X. But them seem to be the only real ones I have of some conscious music going ahead and going against all that garbage.
Exactly.
And I can't quite go ahead and put them on my switchboard here. I wish I could, because I'd be playing them a lot. A few tracks that I got from him. But I want to go ahead and I want to put together some concerts up here, because I heard on Brother Drew's show, the Southern Region of New Black Panther Party. I heard on his show there was a sister there was putting together concerts, and I think it was in Atlanta. But I want to see some more of them kind of concerts up here. But I found a place where I think we can have those. Oh, you know, well, we can probably have a lot of them over there at the House of Culture.
Yeah.
And I think that would be an excellent place, because that's what, you know, that's what it is for, culture, you know, so we can get rid of that God. Exactly. But we don't really see too many people out here. More people are trying to go ahead and jump on that, you know, the bandwagon, and then the only thing they seem to have on their mind is making money. And they don't care, give a damn on who they destroy. Even their family members destroy. It's sort of like you selling crack, and you first person, your steady customer is your mom.
Exactly.
So, that mentality.
I'm just
Yeah, that mentality has to change, but the bigger problem is it seems like it's, sometimes it seems like it's overwhelming.
Exactly.
And it's just too many problems. Hold on, let me try to take this other call. I believe I know who this is. Brother Jerry, is that you? 312-834.
Hello?
Oh, hello? 312-834, your line is open.
Yes, can you guys hear me?
Yeah, you have a comment or a question? What's your name?
Yeah, this is Gina. I'm actually Young God's sister. First of all, I wanted to call in and definitely say that this conversation is much needed and just commend you all for having this conversation. But I just really wanted to say that even like in Chicago, we know that it's definitely real strong here, what's considered as underground hip-hop or underground science or consciousness or, you know, socially political music, that we definitely have to support that alternative voice. And a lot of times we hear, you know, we definitely should, and I'm an advocate for critiquing the current music that's out. I won't call it hip-hop because I definitely don't believe that what we hear is hip-hop. But we have to support our artists who are that's putting out truthful music. And so just as a person that works for young people and that know a lot of artists in Chicago, you know, when they doing shows or, you know, they putting it out on Facebook, I mean, we have to try to show support in a lot of different ways. So we, you know, just for people out there, because I hear a lot of people that definitely perpetuate the issues of it not being, you know, real music out there. But then when we get artists that put it out there, we not supporting them like that, you know?
Yeah. Okay, so you got some artists out there to go ahead and put out that music. Give them to me. Get some stuff to me so we can go ahead and try to push their music over here and a few other shows that I know of. I know they'd be more than happy to get them shows going. So you know, Young guy got my number and stuff. You know, make sure I get that information. I push it every day. Put the T-shirts.
I'm also an artist, so even I'm working to put just, you know, even with my poetry, we have to put the voice of truth out there. And just last, because I know there's other callers on the line, something else that I kind of wanted to add, you know, to the light that's already being shared on the issue is that a lot of our youth or young people, young adults, they're calling a lot of what's out here hip-hop. They're calling a lot of things R&B, and it's not that. So we have to continue to educate people on the origins of what this music is that speaks to our struggle as well as our accomplishments, and stop allowing these artists to claim hip-hop is hip-hop. A lot of adults out there, the reason that they hate it and have a hatred for it, they say they have a hatred for hip-hop music, and it's not, you know, it's not real hip-hop music. So we have to continue to educate people on the truth and the origins and really reclaim, you know, the art form. So
how would you pass it?
That's all I have. That's all I had to say.
Oh, you got plenty to say. You don't go nowhere. How would you go ahead and reclassify this stuff as now? Because people call it hot R&B and hip hop.
I mean, a lot of it is garbage. A lot of it is to give a term that people will be able to identify with, I would say it's voidless. It's meaningless. It's emotionless. If you want to say, I mean, you know, as far as speed and rhythm, okay, it is, it's music, but it's not our music. It's not the best representation of us. And that's something I challenge young people that I work with, because this represents you, your story, your struggle, what you see on an everyday basis. And even if it does, when does the music ever elevate and show the alternative of the rising? You know what I'm saying? You may come from the projects, you know, you slang and back, whatever like that. Okay, that's a true struggle, that's a reality, but at the same time, we have to elevate from that. And my issue is that it's constantly perpetuated, and we have people that have roles above that. The issue is not with the struggle, but we have to begin to rise and elevate from the struggle, and that needs to be as colorful and vivid as well.
Thank you. You know what? You gonna stick around, right?
Okay. No problem.
Let's take a quick break right there. Let me play something real quick.
revolution do. Dun 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 dun. Check it. But people don't come out and them a make big speech. What poor people the food now reach? I'm enough to wonder how them really sleep. Them living in the pool while the poor are feeling the heat. Red country, why it's red country, why? In the ghetto part of town you ain't nothing but a victim. We're just trapped in a political system. There ain't no one to tell it alone. If you pick the big man a gunshot, them broke your bone with stone. Why? So a revolution, yeah. I'm on sight a revolution coming in a Babylon, yeah. A revolution, yeah. A hot a revolution. Ring bang da da ding, bang da da ding. Heads of government, what is your aim? Where is the plan? Where is the future for the younger generation? If there's no light at the end of the tunnel, well, young your son, I go red like hell. For man, the peas are cooked, but the rice can't swell. For no more big speech, time to come up and crime and the violence rampant in our nation. People say it's because of suffering, son. There's got to be a revolution. What a hot a revolution, wriggling in a Babylon land, yeah. A revolution, yeah. Guns, knives and cutlass revolution. Dang da da dang, dang da da dang. All you false leaders, I brand you as traitors. Nothing but poor mongers, idol worshippers, them a sorcerers. Yo! You better come down off of your punk and quiet. Stop taking poor people for a joyride. Cause all you teach is to divide and rule, and I use the people then with your political tools. Just fool. Sure. Cause a revolution, yeah. Before we're going to hear the revolution, ring dang da da ding, dang da da ding. A revolution, yeah. What a hot a revolution, ding da dang da dang da dang. Whoa, whoa. No matter how them a come out and a kidnap them teeth, yet the poor man the food not reach. Tell them all to practice what they preach, cause I don't want to see them all a fading speech. Whoa, cause a revolution, yeah. I'm on sight a revolution. Ring dang da da dang da da. A revolution.
Yeah, greetings. Welcome back to the Chef Rob Show here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, I don't want to go ahead and just beat down the musicians so much, you know, because I think a lot of responsibility is on their backs because they make money off of tragedy and the violence in the area. But something that disturbs me even more is not so much them, it's the people who play the music. There are very few black-owned radio stations. All of the major cities, the bigger black radio stations are owned by Clear Channel, a Christian white group coming out of Texas. Hello?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hello?
Okay, gotcha. You know, the radio stations really, really, they got some responsibility too. Because you know, I remember growing up, and it was a few times where things came up where they got people involved, and even before I was born, black radio stations were getting ready in the civil rights movement, the civil rights marches and stuff like that, bringing people together. I'm in Chicago, too. So I remember, what was it, last year, 2 years ago probably, where they had like an immigration issue, and and I went downtown. I just had to be downtown. I had to do some business. Didn't even know what had happened. And there was a bunch of Spanish-speaking people downtown. A bunch of them. Almost every corner. And they didn't just go ahead and get the word by the newspaper. It was the radio stations out there. and got people involved. So all of the killers here in this city, you don't hear the radio stations really go ahead and jump on the people who committing the crimes, people that's going ahead, the police is going ahead and also perpetuating more crimes. You don't really hear nothing about that. You don't go ahead and hear them go ahead trying to get people active in the community, really. You hear one or two lines, and then a lot of times, they'll spend more time blaming you.
So I got some more to say
about that, but so far I want to hear y'all thoughts and views about, you know, the radio stations and what they plan. Because if you go ahead and listen to them for 20 minutes, you probably heard the same song two times. If you listen to them an hour, you didn't hear that same song maybe eight times.
Yeah, most definitely. I look at it like radio stations, DJs, disc jockeys, what have you. I mean, they're definitely, when you think about an agent, they're part of that process of programming. You know, it's not a coincidence that if I, let's say, you know, WGCS, I may hear, you know, Waka Flock or, you know, just somebody like that, five or six times in 30 minutes. That's a part of the programming. And so if you look at it from that perspective, that is in fact their job. You know?
Right.
So it's definitely unfortunate, but that is their job to be a part of that programming. So the average person, whether you in the car playing it, on the bus stop, if you around it, you're constantly being flooded out with that type of programming. And so to that extent, that is unfortunate, but that's what they have essentially been, you know what I'm saying, like kind of trained essentially to do. I think the issue for me with that is how do we reclaim that, you know? And I think like Blog Talk Radio, definitely with the rise of the internet and technology, YouTube, Blog Talk Radio, Skype, you have other mediums that are free that you can, once again, express that alternate voice. But definitely, I mean, I've met some of these, you know, different radio personalities, and it is a job to them, you know. It's unfortunate that they're not personally convicted enough to try to produce some change in that outlet of media that they're in, but you would be surprised their own personal views totally conflict and contradict what they say and play on the radio.
Exactly. That was my point. No, that's my point. Let me get Young God back in here.
Mm-hmm.
And I got another caller. 773-320. The line is open. State your name, where you calling from. You got a question or comment?
Calling from Chicago, in Chicago.
Hold on. You got a lot of background noise there, brother. Not you. Alright, go ahead, brother.
Okay, I say you can't blame the DJs. Really, the DJs are the most important part of hip-hop or any music because they get the music around to other DJs, get the word out about your music. So people shouldn't blame DJs about what's being played on radio.
We shouldn't. Okay, wait. Hold on. Let me stop you real quick. I've seen tribute Trayvon Martin on YouTube. Nice song, good song. I've seen R&B rap, and I've seen a bunch of songs, but I ain't heard them one time on these radio stations. I blame them to a point where they didn't stand up. You know, it's like this. You see that white slave master beating a slave there, and it's three white men there, one beating, one slave, and two others just standing around. They stand around watching, but you see all the other slaves, 50, 60, maybe 100 slaves, not even jumping in? Come on, now. These guys are part of the problem, and they beating that slave, and you got two black men holding them down.
I feel that
the radio stations, black radio stations, are holding a lot of people down, beating us with that bullshit.
Let me finish here.
Okay.
These DJs were taken out of control of the radio station or controlling the shows back after the 70s. the DJs used to control the formats of what's being played on the radio stations. That's when you will be able to, as an independent artist, to give your record to a DJ, and he will put it on the radio and play it. Now, who's controlling the radio stations is the radio personality. So you have a DJ in there, and a radio personality, and a radio personality controls the board and controls what's being played by the management tells them that's on a computer, the playlist. So the DJ has no control of what's being played on the show.
That was my point. That was my point. That's what I was trying to say. They go ahead and the DJs are holding you down, letting that white man beat you down. Beat you down with that BS. And they ain't standing up and saying, hey, this is wrong. That's what I'm saying. I know that they get the playlist. I know, and they got to get the playlist approved from somebody. That's why you hear the same songs over and over. And I also know that it's a lot of, and you had to pay to get your stuff played. I know that. I'm fully aware of that. I was trying to get a couple other people who called in who worked with GCI early on in its transition, when Clear Channel first bought them. I knew some people that worked there. And I wanted them to call in, but they didn't want to go ahead and get their voice out there because some people recognize their voice and they feel that they're going to have more problems. The one person got blackballed definitely, and he really wanted to talk about it, but at the last minute, man, almost 30 minutes before the show came on, he sent me a message telling me, no, you can't do that. I understand what you're saying, brother, but the thing is if we, just like the sister just said, the internet is the way we need to do things, and to go ahead and push that stuff. Is we need to stay on the internet and stay off that terrestrial radio because it ain't nothing but helping destroy the younger minds who don't have somebody to go ahead and explain that to them. You don't go ahead and just go ahead and let a kid go out there and turn the stove on or light a match. You got to teach them what fire is about. And nobody's really teaching a lot of these young people what that fire is about. What you doing is you spitting the wrong type of fire and you helping destroy what's going on. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Well, the thing is, the problem that I have with blacks, they don't control or own what they produce. So artists create music, but they get crumbs of what they create. So when the record company makes $8 a record, that artist may be making between 7 and 25 cents a record. So what that artist had created, someone else is making millions and billions of dollars off of it, and they're not making majority of the money of what they created. So this is the only problem as a person to me. I don't like is that the artist should be able to control and own their masters and put out and make majority of the money of the art that they created.
Yeah, I know that. And it's going on a point system. It's usually 10 points. And the artists sometimes get 1 or 2 points, especially when you're new. And that 1 or 2 points ain't getting you no money. And we know that that's wrong. But why do you keep, why are so many of us attracted to that system when we know it's set against us? It's some other influences that's in it. It's sort of like, hey, look, if you're shooting up heroin today, you're going to go ahead and tell me, hey, look, it's good. Let me try it. You'll keep on bugging me. I may give in. I doubt if I would give in to heroin, but somebody else might go ahead and give in. And that's how they get you involved in that. They get you involved in this stuff with get your money, the stuff you worked hard at going ahead trying to create, they go ahead and make money off of it. I know about that point system. I got to explain that point system that one day, man, and I couldn't believe it. I always thought these guys was making money. I always thought these young women was making money. But I know that it's a weird game. And the whole thing about that playlist, back to that playlist thing here, that playlist got to get approved by several people. And the general manager, he's already got his orders from the corporate office right now. It's dealing with Clear Channel. Clear Channel owns almost all the top black radio stations in the U.S. And they own stuff across the globe. But they control the format. They're not going to let you go ahead and put out some conscious type music. That's why you constantly hear the gospel.
Plus all the artists that, the main artists that put their music out, they have... The main artists, they put their music out, they have to pay $1 million to get their songs played over and over and over and over on the radio. Like that.
They got to pay. So if you got the ability to pay, why are you messing with these people any damn way? If you got the ability to fork out some cash, why are you messing with these people anyway? saying that it didn't cost us all that much to go ahead and try to get yourself pushed. You might have to do some footwork. Go ahead and create your CDs. I know some people got recording studios. And some of the people that come through there, they go ahead and they do the footwork, go ahead and promoting themselves. Some of them doing pretty good. Some of them doing terrible. But several times I've been there, and all I heard was garbage. And I'm hearing these cats in here going ahead rapping about destruction, shooting people, cutting throats, and all this other stuff. And you live in the suburbs. I grew up in the projects. Well, that was a must. You had to defend yourself. You maybe had to do some things like that. But from what I see out here, and that's the kind of music that sells from these kind of people today.
Well, we got to understand, see, look, the industry pushes what the industry wants to push. These rappers don't really have a say-so in the music that comes out. They only get paid to do what they do.
So why don't they stand up? That's why I brought up the thing earlier. Why don't they stand up? Why ain't they saying something? Why do they go ahead and explain what's going on?
When you're in the industry and you have so many people, see, these people make covenants. These rappers, they make covenants. That means they're part of secret orders that they have boundaries that they can't pass when it comes down to rapping. That's why a lot of rappers, you see them, they go to jail. Why do a lot of big rappers, Gucci Mane, Lil Wayne, T.I., these are big rappers that go to jail. Why are these people going to jail? This is stuff that they have to go through to show that you are going to continue to push what we want you to push. Anybody who cries out and says anything, they shut them down. Like we see now Lauryn Hill. Lauryn Hill is a sister who talked about how she got out of what was going on and how she could not continue to push. She was a sister who stand up. But look at what's happening right now. They sent her to jail for taxes, but not paying her taxes. So anybody who speaks out, they shut them down. The thing about it is, a lot of these rappers, they have CIA watching them. They have people sending stuff to their crib, letters and stuff to make sure that they stay in line. And the only way they can get their checks is if they continue to do what they do.
You black in America, they gonna watch you anyway. So I'm gonna hear that. The part that go ahead that bugs me most is, why aren't you going ahead and pulling your resources? If you got the ability to pay to get your music taken care of, you can go ahead and do some other stuff. Go ahead and get people around you.
Yeah, but
go
but
ahead.
They got well, Rob, they don't control. See, blacks don't control no radio station.
That's what
their
that's
music is playing.
That's exactly. See, I know that. That's why I keep bringing up Clear Channel.
The Jews control the radio station. They use rap music to draw the crowds, the listeners. Then they able to price commercials based on their listenership.
Exactly.
People that's buying the commercials, blacks are not buying the commercials because they don't have the businesses. And you know me, I'm always harping on what? Economics.
I keep telling
black people in America, black and black African-American people control businesses, especially the ones in their communities, based on what they need to survive off of, whether it's food, clothing, housing. You're going to continue to have these problems. People are just going to exploit you. It's going to be a few that's making money, and that's it. The rest of them are going to be getting pittance. And that money that they should be making is going into the pockets of them Jewish folks. And somebody just told me tonight the number of executives, media executives, and I think it's like 10 or 12, and 10 of them is Jewish, and the other two is American. So them people, that's just the way, until we get out of this thing where we don't control our economy and so forth, and look at it where it's supposed to be, then we're going to, that's the only way, that's the only choice we got. If not, we're going to continue to have these conversations.
But.
Oh, my girl, you tell me, say you have something to tell me. No, you see me right now, please tell me. You can't deny my love. You can't deny my love. Sexy Italia, come sing for me.
No man of honesty, someone's gotta take the lead tonight. It's because
Shouldn't be the biggest motivational factor in us doing some stuff. I think we got our priorities all fucked up. Your line is open, Brother Bianchi.
Yeah, you doing pretty good. That's how I heard myself speaking.
What does that mean, man?
Yeah, you trying to pull a slick one over on us.
Uh-huh. Okay.
When I said that, half your board dropped off. You had them captivated.
Yeah, see, but what happened with that, man, was it, I had a, that night I did that, and had a there was a problem, and I couldn't go in and sign back in. So it was about to cut off in a little bit anyway.
So what's your subject? What's the topic tonight?
It really, I just saying, you know, pretty much the silence of the entertainers to the marijuana arrests. I mean, like I've been saying, I keep pushing. These guys are making profits off going ahead and keeping the keeping us destroyed, so to speak. Keeping glorifying the ills in the neighborhood instead of going ahead and trying to do something about it.
Well, they're not no more responsible for doing that than anyone else, man. They're not no more responsible for doing that than the person that works at the gas station or the person that works at the bank.
No. They do have a responsibility. When you're profiting off the pain and the killings of these kids, come on, Pianchi, I can't take that one.
Well, rap music ain't... How you going to associate rap music with the killing of kids? The largest...
But I can go ahead and talk about... Bro, but rap music is white. Rap music is one of those biggest things dealing with blacks.
Yeah, but whites are the largest consumer of rap music. They're not, they don't see that type of activity going on in their community, so it must be something else. They used to complain about the blues and rock and roll, man.
Yeah, it's true. But blues and rock and roll. You didn't see them go ahead glorifying murder with blues and rock and roll. Now, come on, Pianchi, I don't think that's a comparison.
Well, they glorified cheating.
Cheating. Yeah, I went to hang out with my mom a few weeks ago, man, and the music they was playing over there. I was like, what the hell? Ooh-wee. But it is nothing like going ahead and watching these the stripper videos and people talking about pushing weight and stuff like that. There's a big difference.
Yeah, well, you know, it's what pays. And as one of your guests on this show said that, and I think you said the same thing, that radio stations maintain their popularity through ratings. No business is going to advertise with a radio station that's only got 200 listeners. And no listener is going to tune in to a radio station that's playing something that's not conducive to their liking. And that the lyrics of the song is reflected in their life. Back during the
day. Not all of them. All of them, Pianchi, not all of them. I mean,
well,
some, yeah, but not all of them. Man.
Well, all of them, but it's enough to keep their ratings up.
The ones that's making money ain't never went through what I had to go through growing up, man. Some of these ones that's going ahead making money out here, man, ain't never, ever went through
I'm not talking about the artists. I'm talking about the people that's listening to the station. And those people are more likely to be buying car insurance, more likely to be buying, getting their houses fixed, and so on, so on, so on.
So that leads, that also can see, like I said, like these some of the ones that's out here going ahead and putting that music out ain't never had to go through what I go through, so they can go ahead, it's easier for them to go ahead and deal with terrestrial radio. A lot of times when you see a lot of these cats out here who playing in their iPod or whatever, a lot of times they pushing the music, they get that one song, you don't know how many times they didn't go ahead and exchange that music with somebody else.
Well, apparently somewhere or another they have.
A lot of it starts on we're dealing with the radio. You know, you go ahead, the clean version's on the radio, but once you go ahead and get that uncut version, then it's involved, it's a bunch of nonsense that,
Well, there's a market. There's a market for that, and it's not illegal. Now, when your community, it's just the same thing with clothes. Anyone ask you, was it okay to introduce this style of, this fashion of clothing in your community? Anyone ask you, was it okay to introduce this style of dress that's so much revealing of flesh?
Mm.
So when you have those, when you build communities that have those safeguards. My grandson even listen to the stuff. Don't wear. He wear Stacy Adams. He don't wear no what's them tennis shoes. I don't even know them myself. That's because that's the way he was taught.
Well, I can't say too much on that. I got few pair of Jordans myself. But you got, and it's something that has something to do with the climate too, because over here in Chicago, I mean, like, and you breathe too heavy, man. It's, you can go ahead and see that stuff hit the ground, but it's turn to ice. But if we're in a warmer climate, you'd go ahead and see more skin anyway.
Yeah, but when you went through the things that you was going through, I bet you didn't play these last two quarters.
I was real ticked off at something I saw earlier. I was trying to keep it real clean because I was real pissed.
So that's what I'm saying. You know, America is based on a system of economics which affects tremendously your social behavior. That is, if you just leave it up to civilians, society itself to educate. But if you got strict control over those key components, which are necessary and important toward shaping the behavior outcomes of your children, then, you know, these conversations wouldn't even be going on.
These conversations need to go on. This is another one of them taboos, you know, confronting those is just going ahead and putting up, you know, messing us up. And I really think
you know what they're gonna tell you? Just like
I've been told stuff already, yeah. Man. It don't bother me. I'm gonna still keep on saying what I'm saying.
You know what they're gonna ask you? Just like that, I was at a meeting, some old heads with talking to the young people in the audience about this, that, fagging. And young kids got up and said, well, what have you got to offer me in this place?
Exactly. And I got something to offer, so I can't just go ahead and say it, put it out there, and then go ahead and have nothing associated with it. I can't go ahead and tell you, go ahead and put the guns down, put the drugs down, and go ahead and I don't have no alternative for you. No, I got something for you.
Yeah, and at the end of the meeting, they passing baskets around to collect money, beg for money, in order to keep the operations going.
Yeah, I seen that too, man. I'm like, hey, how you gonna tell them don't do this, and then you gonna go ahead and turn, and you ain't gonna get them none of that money back. You gonna go ahead and pocket all that change. But the thing is that it's a lot of people. Like again, it's a lot of people profiting off our pain.
Well, that's because we don't profit off the pain. And we don't even set the nature of the pain.
We need to turn that pain around into something positive, man.
Well, you know, if you need to profit off the pain, then you can take the...
What are you saying? Be a drug dealer?
Huh?
What are you saying? Go ahead and sell heroin or something? What are you saying, profit off our pain?
I don't know anything about illicit activities, especially drugs. But if a person is hurting, if you got the person is hurting, they're going sitting on somebody's couch trying to explain their problem, need to be you.
Well, hold on a minute. Get this fella here. Yeah, I got him. Hey, yeah. Supreme, your line is open.
Yes, I just want to chime into what Brother Pianchi is saying. Carry on, Brother Pianchi, on the, you know, the, when you say the silence of black entertainers and that, because I had to just speak overseas on the phone just there, so I didn't catch everything, but what is it that you're trying to say now about this weed?
My thing is this, they're profiting off the pain of these young people going to jail.
Of course.
Instead of going ahead and saying, hey, look, you know, turn around saying, hey, something was wrong. You know, maybe I need to go ahead and do something else to support, you know, us going ahead, uplifting us. They're not. I mean, I seen with that recently they had that hurricane here, that thing over there on the East Coast, and I seen some rappers going ahead and getting involved in these fundraiser concerts. I ain't never seen them go ahead and do no fundraiser concerts in the hood.
Mm. Well, yeah, there's no, and that's why, you know, these comedians, they kill it. The comedians kill it, you know, especially, you know, they make jokes about our people, about the stupid things that we do, niggas do. and niggas are living like shit, and they ain't even got the decency to help him. Like Jamie Foxx, where would he be if he never amplified and made a joke out of real life situations that black folk are going through? What would he be without doing that? What would Eddie Murphy be without doing that? What would Cat Williams be without doing that? What would Paul Mooney be without doing that? These guys have got a lot of money. What would Will Smith be if he never amplified at the stereotypes that the devil gives us and wants us to be? Right? What would he be right now? This guy gets 20 million per movie. Between 10 to 20 million every movie he does.
And see, you know? And you see when here, you see these guys go here.